Election Day is less than a month away. If your reaction to hearing that is something like, I can't wait till it's over, or we still have that many days to get through, you are probably not alone.
A new online survey by the American Psychological Association shows that more than half of American adults report that the 2016 election is a very significant or somewhat significant source of stress, and both Democrats and Republicans are feeling that stress.
We want to hear from you about your pre-election stress at 800-642-1234. Has this election cycle been more stressful than usual for you? If so, can you pinpoint what's made it hard to deal with, and how do you feel it, see it affecting you? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Dr. Vail Wright is Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association. Dr. Wright, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the American Psychological Association out to look for with this particular survey?
So our Stress in America survey is actually an annual survey that we do, and we've been doing it for the last 10 years. Each year has a theme, and our theme and our survey, the whole survey will be coming out at, early next year, but we thought it might be interesting to ask about how the election might be causing stress for individuals. Usually we ask questions about work and the economy and money, and of course we ask those again this year, but it seems like with this particular campaign and this particular election that getting some idea about how people were responding to it might be really interesting.
Have you done this before, released the results a bit early?
No, and in fact this is the first time we've even asked about the election specifically. So we thought that this data was just really fascinating, and we wanted to take advantage of the opportunity and get people talking about it and thinking about in particular ways that they can manage their stress around this time.
Well, let's talk about the effect there, because what you found is that, yeah, election 2016 is stressing people out, a lot of people out, and that's happening on both sides of the aisle among Democrats and Republicans. What did you find?
Now, we found that 55% of Democrats and 59% of Republicans reported feeling very or somewhat significant sources of stress, which is statistically equal. So both sides are feeling equal amounts of stress. We also found that men and women are equally likely to report feeling stressed out about this election.
And what about different age groups?
Yeah, that was one of our interesting findings. We found that there were some differences among generations in Americans. So, for example, millennials, so those aged, say, 19 to 37, and those that we put in the category of called matures, which are ages 71 and over, are the most likely to say that the election is a very or somewhat significant source of stress for them.
And did you look at it by race?
We did. We also found that, again, it really didn't confine itself to one racial or ethnic group. Really, the stress is manifesting across all groups. Some more so than others. And so in Hispanic adults in particular, we're most likely to report that the election is a very or somewhat significant source of stress for them.
What do we know about what in particular is stressing people out? Is it the endless news cycle? Is it the difficult nature of some of the subject matter? Is it just wanting your candidate to win? What is it?
Yeah, we didn't ask specifically in the survey what was stressing individuals out. But what we think is probably a combination of factors, right? So, for example, we know this is a very antagonistic campaign with lots of angry and negative rhetoric happening, that the supporters of each candidate are much more polarized than ever, in large part because the candidates are more polarizing with these very high negative ratings. And we also think that there's worry and fear about the future if the candidate that you're not supporting ends up winning. And this all happens within the context of a Congress that has one of the lowest approval ratings of all time. So this culminates into a lack of confidence in the government and in our future, and of course that intensifies our stress levels.
And how does social media fit into this puzzle? As we know, people post a lot of political stuff on Facebook. Twitter is really active. Donald Trump himself very active on Twitter. How is that factoring in?
So we found that 38% of adults say that the political and cultural discussions that they're seeing on their social media really cause them stress. And what was really interesting is that election-related stress is even more prevalent among social media users. So 54% of adults who say that they use some sort of social media are much more likely to be stressed out than adults who don't use any social media.
We're talking to Dr. Vail Wright right now about a new survey by the American Psychological Association that shows that stress levels are high during this election cycle. Dr. Vail Wright is Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association. And I'm going to start with a caller a little bit early because I think this is something we need to get off our chest. So let's go first to Cynthia in Excellen, Wisconsin. Cynthia, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So what I was saying earlier is that every election cycle is stressful for my husband and me because we are invariably on different sides of the issues and candidates. This has become much more so this year than ever before. We are now not talking and haven't said a word to one another since the last debate.
Wow.
And it's neither of us can understand why in the world the other would be supporting the candidate that they are.
Cynthia, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm really sorry that you and your husband are going through that. I bet you're not the only couple experiencing that. What do you think when you hear that, Dr. Wright?
Yeah, I think, again, it gets back to this sort of polarizing nature of these candidates. This is a very emotional election. Not that other elections aren't, but I think this one does feel particularly emotional. And that the emotions that are coming out, fear, anger, frustration, concern, are really what's driving a lot of the decision-making. And so when you hear a candidate that really speaks to your feelings, you feel validated. And so when you hear a candidate that says the things that speak to the emotions you're feeling, you're more likely to support him or her. And when you've got people in two opposite sides, I think it's unlikely that you're going to come together on the candidate, him or herself. Instead, my recommendation would be to think about and talk about what are these emotions that we're both feeling, and can we find some common ground on these emotions? So I feel fear, you feel fear. We're expressing it different ways, but you know, can we talk about the issues that underlie our fear, the policy issues, and maybe we can connect on that level? Because I don't think you're going to draw somebody to your side and how you feel about each of these particular candidates just because we know people are really pretty rooted in how they already feel about each of them.
Well, I know that another recommendation that sometimes is given out is just don't get into these fraught discussions because nobody's going to come out of that feeling like they're a winner. And as you said, it's too hard. But can you do that when you're married? Can you just agree not to talk about politics?
I think for some people they can. They can agree to basically disagree and just put a moratorium basically on these topics and just keep them out of the discussion together. I think that can be really challenging, particularly if you're somebody who is particularly invested in politics or government or the issues at hand. So again, I think if you can find policy issues that you can have meaningful discussions about, I think that could help you feel proactive and feel still connected with the person, that you're having these disagreements with. But I, like I said, I think that you're unlikely to get someone to see the candidate the way that you see the candidate, given this particular election cycle.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for calling, and I really hope that you and your husband get to the other side of this sooner rather than later, hopefully. And another quick call from Chris in Burlington. Chris, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, the cure for me is to vote in person early, go in and just vote early. And once I did that and I walk out, the first sign that I see, I noticed that my stress level was way down.
And, really? And
I listen to the news still, and I still like to hear what's going on, but, I don't have to, take and parse every piece of information anymore. I think most people know who they're going to vote for by now anyway, so that's the cure for me.
All right, Chris, that's really interesting. So, Chris, it sounds like he's feeling like his part is done. He doesn't have to stress anymore. There's nothing else he can do. Is there something to that, Dr. Wright?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that we're recommending people do is to take a proactive step, and there's very fewer proactive steps than actually getting out and voting, right? Because when you take these proactive steps, you're participating, and you feel like you're doing something that's active as opposed to passive, and then you can kind of let it go. You've already made your decision. There's nothing else that can be done about it, and so you can accept and kind of move on. But I think being proactive in whatever way that looks for you is a great way of dealing with the stress.
Well, Chris, thank you so much. And we're talking right now with Dr. Vail Wright about a new survey by the American Psychological Association that shows that stress levels are especially high during this election cycle. Dr. Wright is Director of Research and Special Projects at the APA.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling a lot of stress this election cycle? If so, is it worse than you remember in other years? Have you developed any ways to cope with the stress? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're continuing our conversation about the significant level of stress that many Americans are feeling right now in the run-up to Election Day on November 8th.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How would you rate your stress level this election season? How does the 24-hour news cycle, social media fit in? Do you find yourself hooked on the latest political stories, even if you don't want to be? Call in now at 800-642-1234. If you've come up with a solution to election year stress, let us know about that. 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Dr. Vail Wright stays with us now. She's Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association. And we'll go back to our callers now. We've got Doug with us next in Eau Claire. Doug, hi.
Hi. I guess I think that the media actually has a lot to play with the way stories are covered and the way stories are twisted sometimes to make it sound, you know, possibly in one candidate's favor or the other's. I'd like to give an example, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There was a woman that just came forward, supposedly 30 years ago, Mr. Trump sexually assaulted her on an airplane, on a commercial airline. Do you recall that story?
The New York Times, right. She was
there. Yeah, well, I mean, I did some research on this because I was like, man, you know, I bet you Donald Trump hasn't flown commercially in a long, long time. And he actually bought his first plane in 1968. You know, that was almost 50 years ago. You know, and at that time, 30 years ago, I think he actually owned Boeing 727 and leader jet and a helicopter.
Right, Doug, gotcha. And, you know, there is obviously someone who has a counterpoint to that point. I think what Doug is expressing there is that, you know, there's different sides in the media. We keep seeing one side, then the other side, and it can be a constant bombardment. Dr. Wright?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, in this 24-hour news cycle of claims and counterclaims from the candidates, and if it's causing you stress, one of our recommendations is to limit your media consumption. Read just enough to stay informed. So we're not advocating necessarily that people turn it all off. But instead, you know, watch snippets of a news program that you think is unbiased and reliable, but don't watch necessarily 24 hours of the, you know, constant news cycle. If you have an online source or a newspaper that you like, read one or two articles. Don't read 15 or 20 articles if all you need is those one or two to stay informed. Turn off that news feed or take a digital break from your Facebook or from your Twitter if you're just being bombarded. Because it's tough. It's all around us. It's all consuming. And, you know, you want to stay informed, but you don't need to saturate yourself with all this media consumption.
What do you tell people about taking those breaks? Because sometimes it's hard. I mean, for instance, if you just look at the way, for instance, Twitter is formatted, you can scroll endlessly. You could scroll, you know, for an entire night of sleep. And, you know, some people do that because this is such a compelling in good and bad ways election cycle. What do you think about convincing yourself to step back?
Yeah, in fact, I had that problem last night myself. I got home from work and I was on my Twitter. And, you know, I just realized I was, you know, really getting worked up, and I decided that instead of doing that, I was going to put down my phone and I would go to a yoga class. And so I went to yoga, and I spent just an hour and 15 minutes being focused on that one activity and really letting it go. So I think it's a little bit about self-reflection. You need to monitor your own consumption and what you're doing. You need to be in touch with how it's affecting you, and then you need to make a proactive decision to do something different. It doesn't have to be yoga, obviously, but whatever activity that you find soothing or enjoyable, doing things that are good for you, and just turning it off when you've had enough.
Do you think that, you know, November 8th comes, we have a winner, case closed? I mean, is all the stress, does it just go away, or do we have to do things to sort of manage the fallout or the downslope on the other side?
I think there'll be a period of time where we'll need to really continue to engage in these self-cares and monitor our stress. I don't think it's, unfortunately, going to go away right away, particularly not, I mean, not given how this election cycle has gone so far. You know, nothing has been particularly predictable. It's all been very different, and so we should expect that it will continue to not go like other election campaigns in the past, and just be aware of that and continue to practice these really good coping skills that we're going to have to work up for the next 25 days.
And as we wrap up, Dr. Wright, I mean, no matter what happens, someone, one candidate is going to lose. We can't have two presidents of the United States. So there's going to be some people who are upset. What do you advise if you happen to be in that camp?
Yeah, I think it's important to avoid catastrophizing and try to maintain a balanced perspective. The executive is just one of three branches of government. And so we can expect a significant degree of stability, you know, even after a major transition in government. So I think it's important to sort of keep a balanced perspective and to, you know, keep being involved in the issues and the policies that you care about. Just because this election is over doesn't mean that things that matter to you are over. And so continuing to focus on those will, you know, could help bring a sense of relief.
Dr. Wright, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Vail Wright is Director of Research and Special Projects at the American Psychological Association, and she joined us to talk about their new survey showing a high level of stress surrounding this year's elections.